This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
We here at the Fumbling Four Network take mental health very serious. If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, please reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. If you don't like talking on the phone, you can text or start an online chat. Once again, the number is 1-800-273-8255. Hey, it's your girl, Octane. Taking a break from this chaos to thank our patrons. We have our Nomad patrons, Rick Haberlin, Remington Cloutier, Cass, Evie from HR, and Dead Dog 47. We have our solo patron, Cabot, and our Cyber Psycho patron, the Seven Sins. Y'all are awesome. Thank you so much. Now strap yourself in, enjoy the ride, and enjoy the episode.
Well, welcome back to Cyberpunked, your Cyberpunk Red Live Play podcast. That's the one.
Not to be confused with Lorecast.
Yeah, which is Toasties.
That's my show.
I'm your GM, Aaron.
And no, referee.
Yep, whatever. Referee. I all kinds of places today.
And I'm your host of the Cyberpunk Lorecast, Toasty.
I'm six ways of south today, and I need to go north. Anyway, players, introduce yourself. Starting Daniel. Go, because my brain hurts.
Daniel, I play a non-meditech, not known as Last Rate, but a solo known as Sharpshot. I do prefer to use sniper rifles, and that could possibly involve walks on the beach, especially if there's clear line of sight to my target.
So Daniel just like longs walks on the beach with a sniper rifle like an awkward weirdo.
I already made a meme about it.
I've made a meme. I'm Ariel. I play the not Netrunner and also not Firefox.
God damn it. Stop it. Now I'm going to call you these things.
Nomad driver Octane.
I think Octane likes long drives on the beach where she can run over potential enemies. Well, maybe that too.
100%.
Oh my God. I'm Toasty and I play the non exec. That's not known as Calico, yes. But the techie known as Mono. God
damn it.
Who also likes long walks on the beach, though they're slightly more sad because she can no longer feel the sand between her toes.
No.
Wah, wah, wah. And joining us again is our lovely friend and fan, Blades. Long pause.
Hey, I'm Seven Blades. I'll be playing a solo named Dagon Red.
I love the fact that
you'll be playing your mother.
Playing your mom. Mom, how'd
I'll
you
be playing
it?
Lacerate's best friend in MedTech Lacerate. I enjoy long walks.
Oh, now, God. I don't like that. Oh, my God. Lacerbate.
Is that a doctor that specializes in circumcision? I don't like that's all that God. I can think.
That's an oddly specific thing to think of, Toasty.
He's a fire expert.
Is lacerbate. Yeah, it's just a combination of lacerate and masturbate.
He uses a fire axe to help prevent things.
I thought maybe he might be like an OBGYN or, you know, like one of those doctors that helps people get pregnant.
I hope there's no lacerations involved in that. Dear God.
No, it's more like at the hospital when the baby's being born.
Oh, my God.
We won't go into details.
So anyway, Dagon Red's long walks on the beach. I want to hear about these.
Oh, my long walks on the beach?
Yeah. Or what you do on the beach.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I want to know about what he does on the beach.
He lacerates on the beach. He takes long, sullen walks on the beach because his entire family's dead.
Damn!
Somebody build.
He just looks behind him at the single set of footsteps because there's no longer anyone walking with
him. Somebody builds him into a sandcastle.
Entire family isn't dead.
No.
God damn.
I still have a daughter out there.
You're Batman.
You're Batman. Oh my God.
You started this, Aaron.
Yeah. Well, I guess now it's time for recap. So where we last left off, it was a nice little standoff between Dagon Red and, God damn it, I forgot my own character's name. Thank you. Nice little standoff between Dagon Red and Sozwane. Tables were flipped, people were shot, and you three were left outside with half a dozen guards. You heard the gunshots, and where we last left off, it was Dagon's turn, so that's where we're going to pick up. Dagon, nice. You have a table between you and Sozwane, and you are partially covered at this point. What would you like to do?
Fuck.
It's a hell of a way to start.
I guess I'm gonna look around for a little bit more cover.
Well, you can go fully behind the table, but it's only gonna help you for a little while because remember he has that shotgun.
Can I call shot his weapon?
You can. So go for it. Give me a called shot with a minus -8.
Dump luck into it.
Oh, snap.
Four luck for a 24.
24.
That's with the minus
-8. That hits. Roll me some damage. Actually, hold on. I'm a dummy. I have to roll first before I can tell you that hits. It hits. I'm not even going to roll the next one because it's a 1.
Only 20 damage.
20 damage. Okay. So you fire, and let's see, you shoot his hand, and his shotgun goes flying across the room. You have officially successfully disarmed him. So that brings us to you guys on the outside. So you're hearing several gunshots go off at this point, and the guards are still posted up staring at you, blocking you from entering the building.
All right. So I got to blasting.
Oh, God. Okay.
With my hand cannon.
Oh, your literal hand cannon.
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead and roll.
19.
So 19 hits.
I'm surprised. I rolled a 1 and a 1.
Shit. Go ahead and roll some damage.
24. Points of damage and 2 sixes.
Okay, so go ahead and roll me 2d6 again.
7.
So this one, when you lob your plasma shot, it actually goes through his gun and wedges half the barrel into his gut.
Ew.
You're welcome.
He's hurting pretty bad. As you do this, though, the other 5, as he hits the ground on his knees, the other 5 point their guns at you. So now the combat is officially initiated. Now everybody can go ahead and roll initiatives for me.
Okay.
So we got 25, 20, 20 to 15, 15, 10,
12.
Oh, 14.
Hey, the same thing as mono.
Okay, so you both got 14s.
And we both have the same.
I have a Carenzi.
You both.
I don't know if that.
You know what?
Probably first thing.
Yep, he's probably first thing. Mono is first.
Unfair.
Oh my god. And then it's going to be Sharp Shot, and then it's going to be Octane. So we almost have the initials Emo. It's just Esmo. Or Emzo. Okay, so enemies are going up first then. And they are all five going to open fire on you, Octane.
Cool. Evasion?
You can. If any of them hit, you got to see if they hit first. So two have hit you. One misses. Third one hits. And the last one is a hit. So there's four hits.
Okay, well, I got a 25 the first one.
Okay, 25 first one is a miss.
24.
Okay.
23.
Okay.
21.
Dang it. I was hoping for a 22.
I know, me too.
Damn. Okay, so out of all of them, only one actually managed to hit you. It was the last one, the 21. So he is going to do 6 points of damage.
Ablated.
Fucking bullshit.
Got my armor.
Bullshit. So that brings us to Mono.
Oh, if I remember correctly, Mono was on top of a car. and it's going to just drop right into the gunner port and just, I feel like just like opening fire with a.
Go for it. There's six of them in front of you, so you can go for it.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just go ahead and go with that because none of these specialty grenades I have any use for right now. Oh, so I'll just shoot one of the uninjured ones.
Okay, so you're just going to pop one?
Yeah, I don't actually have any auto fire skill.
Okay, well, go ahead and shoot and see if you get them.
How you feel about a 27?
I feel like that's a miss.
I think you feel wrong. Check your feelings.
Rolled a 37 for evasion.
Dear God.
I crit.
Silvery barbs.
So yeah, you miss. This guy just dodges hella fast out of the way. That brings us to then, I guess, Sharp Shot.
All right. Wasn't I still near the car as well?
Yes.
And then how far are these guys, closer to the house or closer to their vehicle?
They are closer to the house. They're 7 to 12 meters away right now. They are literally between you and the house.
So we're not that far from the house. How far is their vehicle?
And their vehicle is about 25 meters away.
It's about the same.
It's kind of, yeah, it's kind of slightly behind the building, but it's still there. It's still visible.
It's fine. So I'm going to, since we're right by the car, grab my sniper rifle out of it, and then I'm going to shoot at one of the tires on the vehicle.
All right, roll. See if you hit.
That is a 20 total.
No, that is a miss. Sorry about you, bud.
That's fine.
Although that does bring us to Octane.
So I got to shooting.
Oh my god.
21.
21 to hit?
Yeah.
See if he gets it. Are you shooting the downed one?
One standing. There's five standing.
There's five standing, one downed. Shooting one of the ones that's standing, he just dodged. 29.
How many shots do I have? Is it just one per round?
I think you can go up to, let's see here.
What kind of weapon is it?
It is a grenade launcher modified grenade launcher. So yeah, one shot per round. Okay. It's got to recharge.
Okay.
So that brings us to back inside. So you've knocked the shotgun out of his hand. Are you still behind cover?
I was actually probably would have ran for his shotgun.
Okay.
The moment it flew out of his hand.
So he sees you running for his shotgun. You are about 5 meters away from it. And he drop kicks the table at you. So that is a 24 to hit.
29.
Okay, so, okay. Yep. So it's goes to the defender on that one. It's a tie roll, so it goes to the defender. So you see this table getting kicked at you, and you just smash through it as it just crumbles around you. That is going to be it for his turn. He's going to start running towards you, however, at the end of his go. So now it's going to be your turn, Dagan.
I'll finish collecting his shotgun.
Okay. So you've got his shotgun. So you use your move action to grab it. Do you want to use it?
Well, at a glance, what kind of shotgun is it?
You're looking at a heavily modified shotgun. This thing isn't blasting tiny holes in people. This thing looks like it's packing some massive slugs.
So is it a heavy weapon?
It is a very heavy weapon.
Because that's all I'm trained in.
Yeah, it is a heavy weapon.
All right, then I guess. What's his range to me?
He's
within range of it.
Yeah, he's 7 to 12 meters right now. So you're within a good range.
Yeah, I'll try and blast him with his own shotgun.
All right, go ahead and roll for me.
23.
He beat you with a 28. So he dodges out of the way, rolls to the side, and shotgun pellets blast through the wall. You guys start to see some peppered holes appear.
Peppered eggs?
Peppered eggs. You see some peppered holes appear on your side of the wall. And that brings us back to you guys on the outside.
And Birch.
And Birch. Goddamn pep. No pep in my fucking eggs.
God.
Oh, here we go. All right, so all five. They got two going to take on Mono and two that are going to take on Octane. One. Sharpshot, you were in the car, right?
I was right by the car because I grabbed my sniper rifle.
Oh, so you grabbed it out. So you're out. Okay, yeah, so one's going to engage
with
you.
I'm beside the car,
then.
Basically.
So we're going to go with the ones engaging Mono. You are in a turret seat, correct, Mono?
Yep.
All right, so you have half cover then. Okay, both are a hit at your distance, and I'm assuming you're not going to dodge.
I can.
Please.
Dodge by ducking inside the car.
You could duck. I'll give you that. Duck.
Okay, cool. So I'm ducking. Are they both hits? I'm rolling two?
Yeah.
Okay. 27.
Okay, so 27. So you're not getting hit by this, but the vehicle will.
Okay. And then 26.
26, you're not going to hit by it, but the vehicle will again.
Okay. So it can damage my cover. That's fine.
So the first one is 13 points of damage directly to the car.
13?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is just the turret, so I'm keeping track of it for you. Because it's just going to damage the turret, not the car itself.
Is it thick steel or thin steel? It probably made it thick.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's 50 HP they got to get through.
See. Wow, fuckers. First shot was real good, 13. The second shot, 4 points of damage.
Motherfuckers.
So they've popped off at you. Next ones are going to go for Octane. Do you want to roll me a dodge?
Fuck yeah, I do.
Let's see. That is 27.
So first one you dodge.
How many times did you hit me both times?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is a 26.
Second one is... Nope, it is a dodge. So you dodge both. So both these shots go around you again, and you manage to tuck and roll out of the way of both of them, putting you in front of the car now. That's going to put us to you, Sharpshot. You're the last one getting shot at here. All right. 24 is a hit. So do you want to roll me a dodge?
Yep, they hit me by one.
By one?
Yep.
Okay, so that is, my God, I'm going to need to pull out a better gun. A whopping 9 points of damage to you. Pretty sure it doesn't even ablate your fucking armor.
Nope, and it also, the damage is decreased by 3. Deflect damage.
Nice.
Solo ability.
That's a good one.
Don't you complain about I didn't use my points?
Oh, yeah.
So I have all of it in damage, deflection, and one in initiative.
Nice.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I was like,
smart.
So what'd you say it was? 9 total?
9 total.
So yeah, it doesn't
Yeah,
do
nothing
anything.
Does anything to you. So that brings us to Mono again.
All right. Let's just ask about like how heavy armor they're packing and if they got any... I'm assuming they got cyberware. I don't know if it's invisible though.
Can't, I was gonna say, you can't see any cyberware on them, but they are moving pretty fucking fast for the heavy armor they're wearing. Because it is very armor. Very heavy. Yeah. Very heavy armor. They're wearing what looks like Metal Gear.
But they're moving like pretty nicely. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sorry, not Metal Gear. Sorry. They're wearing heavy armor jacks.
In that case, I'm going to pop an EMP right in the middle of them.
Okay, go for it.
26.
26. Okay, yeah, so it rolls up. Let's see if any of them are able to dodge out of the way here. One dodges away from the EMP. second one dodges away. The other two, not so lucky. And the last one, he dodges. So three dodge out of the way, but you do get two in the EMP blast. And as the EMP goes off, they start to shake, and you can see their hands begin to seize up and then loosen, and they drop their firearms and hit the ground face first. So you've disabled basically 3 out of the 6. And that brings us to... none other than Sharpshot.
All right. He is going to aim at the vehicle again.
Okay.
Try to take out a tire. I don't know what that is. That is a 10. It's got a dragon on it. So I was like, okay, there's one. So that's got to be a 10.
Oh my God.
Dragon flies forth from Sharpshot's gun and bites the tire of the vehicle.
Boom.
32 to shoot with their tire with an armor-piercing round.
That hits. Go for it. Roll me some damage.
13.
13. So you hit the tire, and the tire is still inflated, but it does seem like you hit.
And if it had any armor, it's ablated by 2 now. Oh my God. The tire.
So yeah, you've hit the tire, but it doesn't like it explodes or goes immediately flat.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to make it an issue.
Okay. All right. Well, that brings us to Octane. So you've got 3 on the ground. One of them is on his knees. The other 2 are face first in the dirt, and the other 3 have dodged. And one is kind of in front of you. The other 2 are off to the right of you guys.
Well, I'm going to be blasting the one kind of in front of me.
Okay.
28.
That is a hit. Let me see if it hits. That's a 40 to dodge.
Of course it is.
I can roll two tens.
Yeah, whatever.
don't get mad at me. All right, so that brings us back to the inside. Sazwain. He is going to roll back and throw a punch at you, actually. A 29 to hit.
Nope, he hits me.
Okay, so we're going to roll this up. Bam. All right, so that is 7 points of damage. You are going to only be able to count half your armor. What is your armor? I think it's an 11, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, so you're going to take 2 points of damage and ablate your armor by one.
For my head or my body?
Body.
Okay.
He's going to cock back and throw another one at you. Oh, that one might miss. That is a 24.
That one is a 25.
Oh, yep. So you dodged the second throw. But that brings it to your turn. So he's close up and on you now, right now.
Guess I'll stick the shotgun in his gut. Since he's so close.
Okay.
And let it rip. 27.
Wow, you beat him by one. So go ahead and roll. You're going to roll 8d6 of damage.
24 with two sixes.
Yeah. Okay. So roll me two more sixes.
Six.
So you gave him a broken arm. So as you shot, he kind of shoved his arm in the way of his gut and the gun just blam right off and his arm is just in shambles at this point. So he cannot use his right arm. But that brings us back to, I believe, the bad guys outside.
Nope, they left.
All right, so one of them's going to take on you, Octane. Okay, so that is a 37 to hit.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Okay. 14 points of damage, and you have a broken leg. The other two across the way are going to pop shots at Mono. Okay, that is a 29 and a 27.
That's a 28 on the first one. That's so sad.
Oh my god.
So, that one hits me. And then another 28 on the second one.
Jesus.
But I still get hit by the first one.
Yeah, you're going to hit by the first one. So that one is 9 points of damage you're going to get hit by. And the second one will miss you, but it will hit the steel frame around you. That does bring us to Mono, though.
She's going to hit another EMP one.
She's going to throw it to the where the two are standing or where the one is standing?
The two.
Okay.
I'll spend four luck to negate the penalty.
Oh, shit.
That'll put me at a 28.
You fucking son of a... it hits. I'm only going to give the one a dodge because the other two aren't sure it'll be hit them. So we've officially taken all of the enemies out. However, the two that you've taken out beforehand are starting to regain some of their movement back in there. What looks like they're cyber appendages.
Okay. It does say inoperable for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's Mono. Sharpshot.
That's me, right?
Oh my god.
Okay.
So everybody's currently on the ground, twitching. Except for one guy who's literally holding his gut.
Alright, I'm gonna take the sniper rifle and Is most everybody down?
Everybody's down.
Yeah, I'm just going to start trying to shoot at these
guys. So yeah, nobody's getting a dodge. So if you can hit, you're going to hit them.
I think that is a hit this time.
What'd you get?
26.
26 is a hit.
18.
18 points of damage?
Yes.
Okay.
Armor piercing, so.
So you see the bullet. Well, how much damage did you do?
18.
Okay, so yeah, the damage ricochets off but you can see it's cracked the armor pretty well there. It's Octane's go.
Superman, yeah, I'm going to shoot one of them. That one that was sort of in front of me that, you know, you lied about and blocked my shot.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah, I'm going to shoot him. 25.
That hit. Roll for damage.
24.
Okay. So 24 points of damage. You completely fry his armor and you can see scorch marks on his backside. He's screaming, but he can't move.
He's not dead.
So that brings us back to the inside. Sazwain. So you shot Sazwain in the gut. He's going to retaliate with two more punches. So 29 and a 23.
Punches with a broken arm?
Yeah, he can still throw punches, but not with his broken arm. He has to use the same one.
The first one will hit me.
Okay.
And the second one will hit me.
Okay, so you're taking 10 points of damage on the first one. And since it's melee, you only get half your armor and it will ablate. And 10 points of damage on the second one. So he kind of cracks you against the jaw on the first punch, and then he just straight up elbows the shit out of the back of your head on the second one.
Oh, man, I ain't looking good.
Well, it's your go.
It might kill me.
Oh, shit.
But first, I want to grab his face.
Okay, so I need you to roll a brawling.
31.
Shit, you got him. You got a 25. So you've got a hold of him by his face now.
I'm going to throw the shotgun to the side and grab my big fucking gun, put it right against my own hand and blow my hand off with his face.
No shit. Okay, I need you to roll me with a minus 8 on this one.
23
is not a hit, but you will get damage. You just will not get the critical damage.
27
points of damage.
Yep.
I think so. Take a third of that damage. You shoot through your hand and it kind of stops, and the armor plating stops the bullet from penetrating his head, but it does leave a nice little ding, and he is bleeding from it profusely. He's not looking good either. The item in that hand is dropped, so he has your hand on his face now. That's how that works. So, okay, you're both pretty fucked up at this point, which leads us back to outside the enemies, and they are indisposed of. So, Mono.
Mono is gonna hop up out the car and go over to one and proceed to bash a head in.
Okay, roll me damage.
13 on the first one.
13, okay.
And 20 on the second one with two sixes.
And you said you're going for the head?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is head one explodes, and head two is pulverized.
No, that's two people's heads. Cool.
Yeah. Oh, are you going for the same person's head?
Well, I mean, if I pulverized a head in one hit, then I would go for a second head.
I was going to say, I kind of assumed you would, but...
Yeah, I didn't realize that I was going to be able to do it all and do two in one.
Yeah, they're fucked. Octane's pretty much taking care of their fucking armor. Because what I haven't been telling anyone is that plasma cannon's been nicking at their armor this whole time. But that does bring us to Sharpshot.
All right. So since I just watched Mono apparently destroy two of their heads, and I just point blank fire a sniper rifle round into one of their heads.
Sure. She's killed the two that were next to the guy on his knees. Do you want to take out the guy on his knees?
If I'm not going to hit, or I'm not going to miss.
Okay. Yeah. Go for it. You're going to walk right up, stick the barrel in his mouth, pull the trigger. I mean, I'm not going to stop you.
That's fine. You want to roll damage?
Yeah, roll damage. Because he may survive.
Damn it, no sixes. 13.
No, he's not surviving because that's a double damage. So that is 26. His head is also pieces. So that's 3 out of 6 down. And Octane, you're up.
21.
Are you just going to shoot him from a distance?
I'll drag my leg, kind of hop along.
Okay.
To the one that I shot, like in the back or whatever.
Okay.
Go up to him and just
plasma cannon in his face.
Yeah.
Okay, just roll damage.
20.
Yeah, his head is... like, I would argue his entire upper torso is pretty much fried. Yeah, he fucked.
That's how you do it.
So that's two remaining, and that brings us to Soswain's turn. He is going to rip your fucking hand off his face. And then he's going to try to grapple you. Let's see what he gets. Okay, that is a grapple of 27.
20.
So you beat him, so he misses his grapple. All right, well, he's just going to try to go for your face. That is a, let's see here, 22 minus 4. That is a 18 to hit.
I'll put one luck into it. That's all my luck. But it brings me to 18.
Okay, so you got an 18.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to hit you, and you just kind of faint to the right just slightly, and it just grazes past your cheek. And he puts a hole through the fucking wall behind you. And you guys see a fist just pop out of the wall. So that brings us to your turn.
Try and finish the job. Put my gun to his head.
It's just you two dancing around each other at this point. Okay. Okay, so you got a 28 to dodge. What'd you get for a hit?
Not that. 23.
Oh, boy. So you shoot, and he dodges past, and it grazes across his cheek, and there's a hole, another hole in the wall as you guys are staring at the building. That is a heavy pistol. No, it's a very heavy pistol, isn't it? Because it's 4d6. So yeah, it's 66. One shot per round. Yep. Okay, so that is it for your go. The enemies, they're starting to move, but not... they're moving fingers and toes. And there's two of them left on the ground. So that brings us to Mono.
I mean, that's two more heads to squash.
Oh my god.
All right, leave no survivors. You see mercy in this 6'9" woman? I don't.
Oh my god.
Am I still rolling just damage?
Yeah, just roll straight damage. If you're just going to walk up and cap them all.
Yeah, so 21 with 2 sixes on the first one.
Okay, yeah, that's a hit. And he's dead.
Okay.
Head explodes.
And that'll put me at 18 on the second one.
18. Okay. His head explodes. So then that brings us to Sharpshot. Everybody's dead outside. Nobody lived.
That's fine.
Between Octane and Mono, once again, everyone's dead.
So I...
you're welcome.
I has a question.
Yup.
So I got those one eyes. Don't they let me see farther?
Mm-hmm.
Can I see through that one hole's like fist size?
Right? Yeah.
Can I see clear enough in there to tell who's who?
Because
I know what Dagon was wearing.
Yeah.
Because Soswain was already in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I only know what Dagon was wearing.
I will tell you right now, depending on how you roll.
Is an 18.
Okay. You can't really make out who's who because of low light conditions in there. You can't really see what's going on.
I think I'm just going to make another hole in the wall. I'm going to do it like further up, like where I assume would be like, I assume a floor is generally 8 to 10 feet tall.
Okay.
Like before, because it's a multi-level house, isn't it?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, I'm going to shoot low enough where I assume that the ceiling would be above that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can hopefully make some light in there. Just more light so I can see.
Okay.
Do you want me to roll to hit the house?
No, I don't need
to
roll
to
hit the house.
It's like a broadside of a barn. I can hit it.
I'm pretty sure you're going to do more than 20 damage.
And it's armor piercing.
In a shot. So, okay. So you make a hole. It doesn't really do much for you because it's basically nightfall. So there's not a whole lot of light coming in.
That's fine.
But that does bring us to Octane.
All right. I'm going for the door.
Okay. So you get to the door.
Gonna open it up.
Okay. Minute you open it up, I need you to roll me a reflex.
23.
So you dodge it, but a set of explosives go off in the door as you grab the door and begin to open it. The door blows inward. But you manage to jump back before it causes any damage to you.
Do I see Sazwin?
Through the clouds and the smoke that's caused now, you can see two figures that are fighting really close together. One's bigger than the other. So if you want to roll a... I would argue perception. You might be able to distinguish who was bigger than who. You've seen both of them in person, so...
15.
Yeah. So the bigger one is obviously Sazwin, and the smaller figure, slightly smaller figure, is obviously Dagon.
Okay. How close? Can I move up to him?
You could move in, but they're about 26 to 50. You're not going to get there this turn. You get about halfway.
Is the one... Okay, so the tall one, is he closest to me?
Mm-mm. He's farthest away.
Damn.
Well, actually, I would argue that they're both the same distance because they're literally dancing with each other at this point in each other's arms.
All right, I'll just move up. I'll move as close as I can.
Okay. So that puts you within the 7 to 12 range.
Okay.
So you can take a shot at 7 to 12 if you want to shoot.
Well, you have a penalty?
You'd have a minus 4 penalty because you have extreme stress and complex task.
All right, I'm spending my 7 luck.
Oh, shit. All right.
I'm shooting Sazwin.
Okay.
38 to hit.
Okay. I need Dagon to roll a reflex or a dodge for this one, too.
28, but if it's minus 4, then it's 24.
Okay, so you managed to dodge, but you're going to take a third of this damage as well.
16 points of damage.
16 points of damage. Okay. You're going to get a minus 2 to your melee attacks from a torn muscle. As the heat from the plasma cannon scorches across your back as you dodge out of the way. That's how we're going to do this one.
Is he dead?
Sazwin is very much alive. You have seared his clothing off of him and some of his skin, and it reveals a subdermal armor and parts of his flesh, and that he is wearing a light armor jack on top of that. You have seared his flesh quite a bit. But that does bring us to Sazwain's turn. So you've dodged out of the way. So he puts his hand down to his hip and pulls out... I didn't want to fucking do this. Pulls out a heavy SMG. He's going to auto-fire on both of you. So that is a 19 auto-fire on both of you. So that is a hit. So you guys need to roll me dodge.
26.
You've dodged it.
22.
Turn. So neither one of you get hit. He just opens fire on the room and you both dodge to opposite sides to take cover, and he just riddles where you were standing with bullets. So that brings us to Mono.
All right. Cool. Well, Mono's going to back her Sista up. Mono gets up to the door, and like the moment the auto fire like stops, just like pushes off the door frame or just what's left of the wall that exploded out from it, and it's just gonna like, can I throw my club at
you? Know what? Fuck it, go for it. God damn it.
Yeah, I'm gonna spend my last point of luck just to go there, so I'm sticking it at a minus 3. So, with an athletics, that'll put me at 27 minus 3, 24.
Okay, to hit him, so 24. You got a 21, thanks to this fucking penalty. So, to get bit. So So 21, it hits. Roll me some damage.
All right. Unfortunately, no double sixes, but that is still 14 points of damage.
Damn, that one hit hard. So that one kind of lodges itself in his chest. Okay, well then that brings us to, I believe, how'd my checklist go? There it is. Yeah, sharp shot.
He says basically night.
Yeah, basically.
Oh yeah, don't have night vision on that little visor thing.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'll activate that so I can see in there. Because now there's an open door. And it's okay. Got the teleoptics or whatever it's got on it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to try and shoot him.
You can't see him from the doorway.
Mono's tall. Shoot through her legs.
Well, that's not how that works. You cannot find an angle in which you're going to get a clean shot with him through that doorway.
Luckily, Mono's damaged, or else I would possibly go try and go through Mono.
I will say that you could probably get an open shot through the hole in the wall that he made with his fist earlier.
Yeah,
but you're going to take a -6 penalty to it.
Well, I can take all of that away but one with my luck.
All right, we'll go for it. I'll go for it.
23.
23 from where you're at?
Yep.
That is a hit. Barely. Roll damage.
18.
So he takes the shot to the side like a champ, but he's still kicking.
I was looking at Ariel when I said,
"Oh my god!" Okay, he's still kicking. So that's Octane.
I'ma shoot. 28.
Let's see. Yep, that's a hit.
19.
19. Okay. So you shoot him, and you burn off a shit ton of his flesh, and it reveal like subdermal plating on his face and everything else, and the plating's dented in now, and you can see some of his organs actually coming through the plating. He drops to one knee, and your arm goes limp. You cannot use that cannon for the duration of the next 24 hours. Well, so I need everybody to roll perceptions.
Even me.
Mm-hmm.
16.
16.
19 for me then.
Okay, so everybody sees it. The light begins to leave Soswain's eyes. He grows limp and kind of leans over. And then a red light in the center of his chest starts blinking.
We all know what that means. I'm gonna start. Well, can we move?
It's free now.
Okay.
Combat's over.
GTFOing.
Okay.
They're running outside, right?
Or yeah.
She is.
They're all running outside. Yeah. Well, she is. Yeah.
What's going on?
Blinking red light as I'm dragging my leg trying to run.
Maybe you just have to reset it.
Mono just like fucking puts an arm like up around Octane to just like support the left side, left leg broken, right?
Yep.
And just starts like kind of half helping, half dragging Octane.
Dagan, what are you doing?
I'm gonna charge to the weakened wall that's behind me.
You know what? I'm just gonna let it happen. So, Dagan just boof straight through a wall as you guys are just kind of like hobbling back to the car.
Yeah,
I weaken that form.
Kool-Aid yeah. Man's that shit. You are starting to feel really woozy right now, though.
Yeah.
That whole hand being shot off thing.
I mean, does Dagan look like he's faltering?
Yeah. How many hit points does Dagan have left?
2.
Fuck. Fuck.
Yeah, I'm hurt.
Yeah.
I guess if I see him falter, I can go help him because I'm the only one that's been by the car and seeing everybody run out.
Yeah, Dagan used pretty much the last bit of his strength to bust that wall.
I am the strongest one aside from him. So.
Okay, so you're going to run and grab him.
Yeah, I'll help him out.
Okay, as soon as you guys get about 50 feet away, I need everyone to roll me a reflex.
Evasion or reflex?
Actually, sorry, you're just going to roll a straight dodge. So evasion plus dex plus 1d10.
So evasion.
Evasion. Okay. It's 26.
26.
21.
Jem?
I technically have one good leg and one good hand.
Okay.
Interesting.
God.
25.
Okay. Okay, so everybody's made it. So you all get thrusted to the ground as the entire building behind you explodes. And you all hear the squealing of tires. And as you kind of all peer behind you, you see one of the Jeeps taking off. One of the SUVs taking off back towards Night City.
You figures.
All right. That's fine. As soon as I get in the car, let me know.
Okay. You guys are in the car, I guess.
Okay. Well, you said we were on the ground and we saw something.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you will get back up, pick yourselves up, and head to the car.
I'm driving. I'm going after it.
Okay. I need you to roll, do everything with a minus two.
Okay. 23.
Okay. He's keeping pace. You're not catching up or losing him.
26.
Yeah.
21.
Yeah, he's trailing off. You got one more.
20.
Damn,
I'm rolling low.
Races off. You're starting to feel the effects. Your fatigue is what you're feeling right now. And you don't have the coordination to get going like you usually do. And part of you is also worried about your crew because, I mean, hell, everybody's taking a good licking tonight.
Well, all right. I'll stop following, but I'm going to the Ripper. I'm going to our...
Okay.
Our guy.
So, we're not going to play out hours of driving, but I will say you get to the Ripper dock, and when you guys get back there, he's got everything set up ready to go to operate.
You expecting us?
You see, man, I had one of the boys install a little dandy on you. That fancy gun of yours. Yeah, is vital signs.
I figured. Did you just unironically say the word dandy?
I did. I unironically say that.
That was a mono question.
Oh, it was a character.
I guess it was a mono and a toasty question. Honestly, it was a both.
It was a both.
How about we not worry about that now? Let's just worry about getting y'all fixed up, huh? Because y'all are fucking up everything. This man ain't got a fucking hand.
It was like that when I got there. It was.
She broke a toy.
I don't see
what? I also think my legs broke. Jeez. It hurts pretty bad.
Oh, me.
I'm also hurting pretty bad.
Get on the tables. All of ya. Get on the, even you smartass.
Which one's smartass?
Small cock.
I don't believe that.
It's pretty good size. I'm getting on the table.
You started this.
So, I'm going to do a series of rolls.
Cool.
We're going to find out what the fuck happens. Okay, let's start with who has the least amount of hit points right now. I'm pretty sure it's Dagan.
Yeah.
Definitely Dagan.
Dagan is fucked.
Dagan is almost Dagon.
So we're going to have to do some surgery here. So surgery was success. Say what? You have what?
The Dagon I was having in the back of my mind. What if I
die? Oh my god. The day's gone. Alright, so surgery was a success, but now I need to find out, do you want implants or do you want that hand gone?
I didn't bring the hand with me, so.
Okay, well, I'm just asking, do you want the hand gone or do you want implants?
Like a new hand?
Mm-hmm.
Cyber hand.
Cyber hand, yeah. I guess it'll be cyber fingers at this point.
I guess I'll take the new hand. The new fingers.
So let's see. Okay. So that one is going to take some time. So your hand, new hand's going to take some time, and it's not going to be fancy, but it'll do. So that brings us to who's next, the most injured?
Probably me.
Octane, I figured.
What are you at?
I'm at 10 hit points.
And yours is a leg, and your arm is misfunctioning now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll start with the actual body part that's hurt. Okay, so surgery was fine. You get to keep your leg.
Great.
No problems. Let's see if we can keep the arm.
At least one of us gets to keep our legs.
So you have a choice. We can take the arm, or we can take one charge off the arm.
How many charges do I have?
You have 6 charges per session, essentially. And you fired all 6 this last time.
You never told me how many charges. 6 charges. Well, 5 charges. I'll just take one charge off.
Okay. So he bypasses some security features, but it's going to take one shot from you.
Oh, well.
And if you overuse it, meaning I wouldn't recommend using the last one because it would take a tech roll, cyber tech or electronic security tech roll to repair the damage.
Yeah. If I'd have known that,
mind you have a techie in your party.
Yeah.
Who's currently on the fucking table?
I won't be on the table when she's using all shots next session.
Okay, so you're stabilized. Good to go. Sorry, I thought I had told you.
No, it's fine. Hit points. Like, does it go up or does it stay?
You're not going to get any hit points yet.
Cool.
That's going to be time.
Okay.
You're just stabilized now. Okay, so next up, I'm assuming, is probably Mono.
Yeah. Sharp shot's pretty high, right?
Sharp shot's
34 out of 55.
Yeah.
I'm at 12.
Yeah. What's wrong with you? I need to know.
I don't have any critical injuries. I just took a lot of damage because I remember I ran into that room with the fire. I took most of that damage from the fire.
Okay, so you got burns. I'm not even going to roll for surgery or anything like that. He can patch that up pretty easy. So you're a pretty easy one. And same thing with sharp shot. You don't have any major injuries.
No, this one got fixed last time.
Okay, so after you're all patched up, you're all good to go. Dagon has a new hand and a new leg at this point. Well, actually, no, sorry. I was able to save the leg. I wasn't able to save the hands. That's what it was. So the leg is fine. You're patched up. But your hand is new. It's cybernetic. All of your armor has been replaced for those of you who needed it. For those of you who didn't need it, your nanobots are currently working to repair your armor.
Okay.
And you guys are just kind of set in this temporary makeshift med bay right now, alone.
So, like, can I ask what happened?
You're asking Dagon, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, if anyone wants to answer. If anyone has the answer,
I'm gonna reload my rifle.
Tane's getting drunk.
I'll reload my ammo.
I guess I can tell you a bit about me then. If you don't mind listening.
We're not going anywhere.
For years, my upbringing was to be a killer. Got good at it. Eventually, started my own enterprise as an assassin. I put together possibly the best team this world has ever seen. There was nothing we couldn't do, no one we couldn't kill. Life was good. One day, I decided I wanted something more out of life. Found a girl, started a family, wanted out. At first, thought it was that other asshole we put in the ground. He decided that I was going too far, overreaching. I wasn't allowed to walk out. But now I realize, I did in that meeting, and it was that asshole who put the gun to my family, who made me kill my best friends. All I got in life now, well, other than this burning hatred for him, my little girl. And to make a safer world for her, I need to kill that asshole. Might have lost my cool a bit back there. Could have done things better. But I don't think I'd pass up any opportunity to put that motherfucker in the ground.
I think you need this more than I do. I'm handing over the bottle of liquor I have.
I'll take it out of her hand and throw it back.
Look, I'm all for killing.
All.
Look, I'm all for killing this guy, but safer world? That's funny.
God damn.
I know what you mean, but I'm just the kind of man that does things. Don't matter if it don't work, I'm gonna try. Yeah, I know that can make me crazy. But that's me. And I'll hand back the bottle. Thank you.
I'm just gonna keep drinking.
So as you sit in somber silence, that's where we're gonna end this episode. Thank you all for listening. Tune in 2 weeks.
Hey, Jimbas, it's your referee, Octane. Thanks for jacking in with us. Heh, just kidding. I'm not the referee. We got a new one this season. Thought I'd fuck with him. It's a lot of fun. You can catch us on our Twitter, at Cyberpunked1. You can catch us on our Discord. And you can catch us wherever you get your podcasts. New season means new release date. Catch us every other Wednesday. And with that, I'm out. Stay chill, y'all.